This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jay.
Hurricane Milton. It is barreling toward Tampa Bay, Florida. This thing was a Category 5 yesterday. It has backed down to a 4, and they're saying probably verge of 3 and 4 by the time it hits in about 48 hours. This is a very serious situation for that part of Florida. I got friends down there, and they're all concerned about it.
Yeah, I think everybody has friends down there. Isn't it funny? It's like, because that's what the ICMI feeds is all my friends posting.
Lots of friends down there. Some people have family down there. A lot of people vacation down in that area, so you know it well.
Yeah.
But this thing is going to be a monster of a storm. This is the mayor of Tampa. I thought she was, I don't know. I mean, it was a little over the top, I thought, when she said that you either
remember, she was saying it when it was a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's okay. Well, she's not wrong.
All right, I get. But you see where I'm coming from,
I do.
Right?
But remember, she said it when it was a 5.
All right.
Yeah.
What would you say to people who aren't heeding those evacuation orders?
Well, I can tell you right now that they may have done that in others. There's never been one like this. And this, Helene was a wake-up call. This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
You know, I didn't get the thing that it said that it's been downgraded.
Yeah, to a 4 this morning.
All right.
It was a 5 yesterday.
Yeah.
4 this morning. They're saying it's probably going to stay at a 4, but they are saying that because it's not a huge hurricane as far as size goes compared to Helene and what that was. This thing, they say, will grow to double its size by the time it hits Florida in 48 hours.
Yeah, by the time it reaches there.
So it's going to grow even more. Now, the intensity of this thing, it looks like it might stay a 4. We don't know. Nobody really knows. They didn't even know it was going to go to a 5 yesterday. In fact, some of the meteorologists yesterday were saying that they had to create a new category, 6.
That's right? Crazy.
Because
it kept
that.
Growing.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
Man.
They're saying also, they being meteorologists, right, the professionals, they're saying nothing ever in this hemisphere has reached this magnitude.
Because of the barometric pressure or something, right?
Yeah, center of it.
Yeah.
And the way it dips or what. I don't know that stuff.
All I know is I'm on the Wobble Tracker 2024.
You are?
Yeah. It's a live wobble tracker, and it's so if it goes a little bit left or a little bit wide.
You got the updates on weather shifts.
Yeah, I get the update. It's my wobble tracker.
You saw the lines trying to leave Tampa yesterday.
Oh, my God, insane.
It's worse than anything you've ever seen out of Los Angeles, okay? And they're known for their traffic. Trying to evacuate Tampa Bay right now would be like trying to evacuate the entire, I'm talking the entire city of Denver, because virtually we're the same size. And it would be absolutely impossible to get out of there. And not only that, they have water on one side. They can only go in certain directions. That's it. Okay? So it is a just absolutely back-to-back, bumper-to-bumper.
But they even opened up the side, you know, where you pull off for emergencies.
Yeah.
They even opened
shoulders.
Up those. Yeah, the shoulders.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Here's a guy that's driving out of Tampa. He's in his car, but he's reached a point where, I need gas.
Hey everybody, I'm currently evacuating because of Hurricane Milton, and if you know anyone who is planning on evacuating Florida, please send this video to them. Hi, there's no gas in the gas stations. You're gonna have to hunt to find a gas station that has gas. By morning, it's probably going to be 10 times worse. If you're planning on evacuating, do it now.
You're stuck.
Okay, so what about the charging people?
Oh, there's no chance.
Well, I don't know. Like, is this one of those times where chargers are better than gas because you could technically bring a compressor full of gas, or you could bring those little weird chargers, you know, that like I have out at the place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though.
Good question.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I would say the infrastructure right now all over the country, but even in Florida, that there are way more cars than charging stations.
Yep.
And so being able to charge to get out of town, and then again, look at the traffic. Where are you going to go even if you get charged?
That's true.
I mean, there's nowhere to go. This is a meteorologist. And Jamie, you saw this yesterday. This older guy that broke down.
Yeah, he's so sad. Well, that's because that was the point where the pressure, whatever that thing was, that lowered. And he'd never seen anything like that. Yeah.
It had gone to a 5.
Yeah.
That barometric pressure or whatever it is in the center of the hurricane had dropped so low that they thought it could go to a 6. This is something this man, and this is a guy that's probably, 70?
Very seasoned.
Yeah, he's seasoned. He got to him yesterday.
Yes, that news just came out right now, and it's certainly, it's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped... It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific. Maximum sustained winds are 100 and...
Then he gets himself back together again.
Well, and then he shows the temperature of the ocean, and then he says this is global warming.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's like, you all know what this is from, folks, right? It's global warming. Because the temperatures of the ocean obviously have increased, and they've never seen anything like that, right? So,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway. But then last week, I saw that there was no such thing as that. So I'm really confused.
The
internet's divided.
And for that debate, not a time for it.
Yeah,
We got people that are, their lives, I've got a buddy down there.
All I know is something about a milli something is very sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
That whatever that milli thing is.
The millibars.
It can make a grown man cry.
Yeah. Sure can. Jamie, I've got a buddy down there that he's got a kind of a warehouse he broadcasts out of, and he's in an evacuation zone. He's going to stay. He just texted me just a few minutes ago and said, we're going to ride this thing out. Now, he's got a well-constructed building. It's just basically concrete and steel. So he should be okay, but he's got 8 goats that he has to move into the building.
You know what? Can I just talk to you for a minute? I mean, on a side note. Sorry not to take away from the hurricane.
I have friends that have goats.
Just for a second, take away. All right. So you have one guy that's your friend that sells lug nuts.
Lug nut Paul.
Another friend of yours has goats that he's going to put in his house during a hurricane.
Right.
Shelter.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He doesn't know what he's going to do with the chickens and the ducks, but the goats would be fine. Goats are going to come in.
Yeah.
Goats are coming in to the first level.
Okay.
He'll go to the second level. Goats are on the first level.
Nice.
Yep. That's what he said.
You know what? You have a nice, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Eclectic friendship.
Yeah, well-rounded.
Yeah.
I do. Got electric bill.
Yeah, exactly.
You got an electric problem. I got you covered.
Man, you got it all. Me and my friends.
All right. We're really thinking about the people of Florida. This is a catastrophic hurricane that's headed that way. Never been seen before. And hopefully this thing backs off just a little bit before it gets to the Tampa area. Because, again, a lot of people listening to this program, even people that text us every day from Clearwater, we get those texts out of that area. Man, our thoughts are with you this morning. Just hunker down and get the hell out of there if you can.
And where's Jim? I haven't seen Jim.
He's in Tampa.
I saw him last night. All right, good.
He is camped in Tampa. Now, he said last night, Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
Tight pant man.
But not anymore.
Oh, he wore baggy pants?
No, he was baggy last night. I don't think the tight pants are working for
him. Really?
No, he's a little pudgy.
Whoa!
I don't think they
even with parachute pants.
I don't think they make pudgy tight. Pudgy tight. I don't think it's on the.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they order those
what
at the Weather
shame.
Channel.
Yeah. All right.
But he's in Tampa. He said last night that right now the way it looks that he would be getting the hell out of there. That he, it's too bad for him to even report
wow,
on.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa,
that's what he said.
No way.
Whoa, he said that he may have to move. He said he may have to move north or south. He may have to reposition because it looked like the eye of the storm was headed directly where he was standing.
Well, they've been through the eyes before. I think maybe that's when it was a five because they've been the Weather Channel always goes through the eyes because the guy will be like, "We're in the eye. There's nothing happening. It's nice and calm."
Yeah. Maybe not to this magnitude.
Yeah,
though.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. He just said that last night. I watched the Weather Channel yesterday for about 3 hours.
You
folks.
Did?
I mean, just over and over. That damn hurricane didn't move a mile.
Yeah, but you were on it.
Wall to wall.
3 hours.
Wall to wall.
Wall to wall, baby.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.